Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Sashir, I have something for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's a knife. Why would you show that to me? Oh,
because
okay,
it's
wait,
how I'm going to open the package.
Okay, wow, that was a real bait and switch. I have something for you.
Wasn't that scary?
That was so scary. Why would you do that?
Okay.
Okay, she's opening a box.
Uh-huh.
So I saw plastic. Is it?
It's a couch purse.
It came.
Yeah, because I didn't think you were going to buy it for yourself. So I bought you one.
Oh, thank you. I did buy one for myself.
Ah, shit.
But it hasn't come yet. I keep getting emails that are like, almost ready. Just wait. And I haven't gotten it yet. But I'm glad you got me one. Sorry, I thought I told you that I got one. Hey. I didn't get that pattern. Oh, no. She's showing the knife again. Oh, no. Oh, no. Now she's holding it like she's going to stab me. No.
Oh, I would never. Not over Zoom.
Yeah, I guess it's not really. I'm safe over here.
Ruin my computer.
Did you get that same pattern?
Did I get that same pattern?
Do you have one for yourself?
I didn't think you had gotten one, so I just got one for you.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I know, right?
I thought you sent it to me for me to get, and I got one.
Oh.
Fuck. But I thought you were going to get one, too.
Listen, we both had COVID. We were coughing in each other's mouths, and things were cloudy. I misunderstood that you were getting your own.
That's okay. Well, I really appreciate it.
Well, yours is probably at home. You just got to, when you get
it
home, you'll get it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, great. I guess I'll just keep mine. And I'll
and we can
just
wear
put
it at the same time.
Yes. And people will be like, oh my God, try to sit on it. Yeah. And then I'll break it.
Because I'm pretty sure I got the brown leather one. And yours is like a grandma
floral,
pattern. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, you know, you try to surprise a friend and
I really
turns out the surprise is nothing. It's not even a surprise.
I honestly was surprised. I didn't expect you to get it for me. No, it's the knife again.
All right, I'll put it away. I'll put the knife away. How do you open packages? Not with a knife?
I have a box cutter.
I have two knives, one by the front door and one in the kitchen, so I can open packages in the front door and in the kitchen.
Well, I like a box cutter because you can like retract it or you can fold it so that the blade's not just out, where a knife is just all exposed and
it's ready to cut out there. And sometimes people will be over and I'll open a package and they're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, I'm just opening a package. I'm not killing you. If I was going to kill you, you wouldn't know it was coming.
Damn.
Your back would be turned at the very least, you know?
In the back? How awful.
Yeah, I'm not going to stab you to your face. I'm trying to get you.
But that doesn't even feel like a fair fight.
Sashir, if you're gonna stab somebody, you're gonna show them the weapon you're brandishing, and you're gonna let them have time to knock it out of your hand.
Well, what's the scenario? Is it revenge? Do I need them to know that I'm the one doing this to them?
You need this person dead. That's the scenario.
Then I guess I'd wait for them to turn their backs, but it just feels so dirty to do it from behind.
You trying to die or you trying to live?
I guess I'm trying to live, but also I don't think I'd be in many scenarios where I need the skill.
You'd be surprised, Sashir. People come at you all funny. You gotta let them go.
Hey, you're too funny. Over here, hee hee ha ha, in my face. I'm gonna wait till you turn around and stab you.
I feel like if someone were to murder me, they would say that to me. Too much hee hee ha ha. You gotta go.
We gotta stab you.
I really can't imagine stabbing someone, so maybe that's why I would do it in their back, because I'd be like, oopsie, sorry, I did it.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, if you don't see their eyes, it's a little easier.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Judith, would you stab someone in the back or in the front?
In the front.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah.
Y'all are bold.
Yeah. I want them to see. This is the last face you see before you hit the dust.
Yep. Damn. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We took a break in between episodes. We're recording them back to back, and I drank too much water. And now I'm like full of water. And I'm like, is this what Sashir feels like all the time?
Just hydrated?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I don't, and then I drink more water.
Wow. But always drinking water. I watched this video on Instagram where this guy was like, this is how you get water through TSA. And he froze a water bottle. And since it's a solid and not a liquid, they have to let it through. And I was like, genius. I was like, oh my God, I should go buy a bunch of water bottles and do this. And then all the comments were like, get a reusable water bottle. And I was like, oh shit.
There are so many water fountains on the other side. There's no need to do that.
Oh man. And then he like went to the bathroom, put hot water on it he had to loosen the water.
Ice. Yeah.
I just said loosen
the water.
He
had to melt the ice.
Yes, he had to melt the ice. Have I ever told you about the time I choked on ice?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, your mom put her hands around your neck.
Yeah, I think about that a lot. No questions asked.
Horrifying for multiple reasons.
Yeah, like, I was choking.
You're like, the ice is gonna kill me. My mom's gonna kill me.
My mom's gonna finish it off quicker. Oh man, it was scary because she also didn't say anything. She just wrapped her hands around my little neck, and I was like, well. I had a good run, 6, 7 years old. I learned my alphabet. I know how to count pretty far. This time.
I think it's a good time to go out.
I've been thinking about grade school a lot lately. Huh. And fractions. What do we use fractions for?
I personally have not used fractions. Well, okay. A quarter pounder. It's used for meats sometimes.
For burgers, yeah.
Let's see. What else? Maybe people use it for like building things?
Maybe. Judith said measurements. I know it's a measurement, Judith. But I'm like, who's using it? Maybe like a pie store,
yeah,
to calculate their income. We sold an eighth of a pie today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, what are we using it for? Like, I know what an isosceles and an acute triangle and a right triangle is. For what? Why do I know that?
Why do I know that?
You know? Do you know what they are?
Acute is really thin, right?
Yeah.
Obtuse is like wider than the 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one?
A right angle.
Oh, yeah. Which is 90 degrees.
Yeah. And it's like, why do I know that?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
I feel like there should be kind of like in college when you pick your classes, mm-hmm. like earlier than that, you should be like, I just know I'm not going to need this much math. I'm going to opt out of it and take a business course or like a government course or just something that's like a little more catered as opposed to like, you all just have to know geometry. Mm-hmm. You all have to know algebra. Why?
Yeah. Because also,
I feel like the people who are going to be engineers or going to be mm-hmm. like people who need that stuff know or like have an idea of that they know early on. So they probably won't drop that class. Mm-hmm. But everyone else is like, I don't love this. We'll drop it. And that's fine. And then they can find a different thing to learn.
Yeah. Like I liked reading. I would have doubled down and been like, yeah, let me read more.
Yeah.
Instead of doing isosceles triangles all day.
Yeah, it's strange.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have wanted to do in school?
Maybe. I think I liked, what did I like? I liked, like, I guess I liked history, but I really liked, like, mythology and stories, which aren't really things that are taught in high school individually. Like it was taught in my Latin class, mm-hmm. which also was like, why? But I think we ran out of things to say after a while because that's a dead language. So they're like, Greek mythology?
You want to hear about Zeus or something?
Yeah. So, if it was an option, I would learn more about that or more about like astronomy. I loved that. What else would I have liked? Probably more English classes too, or writing classes.
In Coolidge, if you want to call it what I went to, I had read all the plays that we had done. So she assigned me different plays and we would talk after class. And I loved that.
That's
and I was
nice.
Like, that would have been fun in school if we like had extra books to read. And it, instead of like Beowulf, oh God, I remember we were struggling through Beowulf, I think junior or senior year. And I was like, this one sucks. Why can't we read a better one? And I remember in ninth grade, we read some Stephen King stuff. Mm. And that was like really cool. So she like, Miss Giersch, I think her name was, we would read like Romeo and Juliet, we would watch the old movie, the new movie, and then we would read like The Shawshank Redemption or The Body, which is the short stories in that book, and then talk about it. And I loved it. I was like, this is how you get people to get excited about reading. You have them read exciting things and current-ish things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like I'm all for the classics, but like... Beowulf? Why?
Yeah, it's too hard. I still don't know what Beowulf is about. I think it's about a big thing named Beowulf.
I honestly don't know.
Like
I can't
stomping
remember.
Around or whatever. And I'm like, ugh, I don't care like about Bigfoot? Her. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you want to know what I learned today?
What?
I learned, I think it is Venus had mm-hmm. the same atmosphere as Earth. But since it's closer to the sun, all the water evaporated, causing like crazy humidity in the air, making it not inhabitable.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's cool. That I don't think cool. I learned that in school.
I definitely didn't.
Wow. I want to learn more about the planets. What's up with Jupiter?
What's up with Jupiter? Well, it's mostly gas, right? I feel like I know that.
Maybe. Like Neptune? What's over there?
Where were you? The eclipse, at this point, the eclipse happened a while ago. But where were you when the eclipse happened?
I was working and a couple of people had the sunglasses. So we looked at it for a little bit and I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. And then went inside and continued to work.
Nice.
And you wore a welding mask and stared at the sky for a while?
Because I was in Mexico and we couldn't find any of the glasses. Because also... I guess I don't know when things are happening. No one gave me an alert that was like,
no.
Hey, you should get ready for next month's eclipse, which I guess, you know, I could look at a calendar and figure that out. But people have planned trips. People went to the mountains.
Yes. We have a friend who went all the way to Canada.
Yeah. And I was like, what? What were we supposed to plan for this?
Yeah. Never in my life did I know that we were... But also, wasn't there, like, another eclipse where we weren't supposed to stare at the sun?
Yeah. There's, like, always eclipse, not always, but there's pretty often eclipse. But I guess this one in particular, maybe we haven't had a full eclipse over North America in a long time. Maybe that was it. Something like that.
But it didn't get dark, right?
In some places it did.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
like
cool.
So pitch black people, during the day.
Yeah, I think that's why people travel to go see it, because they wanted to be in the certain spots where it would get pitch black.
Oh, that is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man.
But yeah, so I couldn't find glasses because I was looking day of, and then found out that welding lenses or screens worked. And we were going to look for welding goggles, but couldn't find goggles, so we had to get a full helmet to wear.
I like it. Listen, now you could be Rosie the Riveter for Halloween or something.
That's a really good point. I'm going to put this helmet to use.
Yeah, or just be a welder. You could be like, I'm Sashir the Welder.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, that's not a costume.
Oh, you could be welding Wanda and never explain that Wanda's nobody.
You don't know welding Wanda?
Yeah, and shame everybody. And then everyone will be teaching about welding Wanda in school and we'll just make up shit.
They add her to Women's History Month. They're like, you guys don't know about welding Wanda, the first black woman to weld a statue in Philadelphia.
I love that she's welding statues in Philadelphia.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's the woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Wait, speaking of welding, have you watched This Is ...me yet?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Have we talked about it?
No, because I was waiting for you to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? Got on board. Sad I was late to the train, but we left the station. It is one of the most incredible pieces I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, it is quite a feat. There's a lot going on.
There's so much going on. She's in a heart factory. Yes. And I was like, wait, is she dancing in a factory that's a heart factory that's in her body? Mm-hmm. Like when I was little, I used to think that, much like Inside Out, there was little things in my body helping my body go. And yeah. I was like, so wait, she's got like dancers of all creeds, colors, shapes, and sizes inside of her gathering petals to keep her heart moving in her outer body?
You got it. Yep.
This is great. This is great. And then Fat Joe is her therapist. I said, uh-huh. This is even better. Uh-huh. And then my favorite part is that she cast 30-year-olds to be her like friend group. And I was watching that. It being like, ma'am, you're 50. You are 50. You look great. You
she
look
looks
great.
Great.
But you are 50.
Yeah. These people look younger.
Yes. And then she did a whole Singing in the Rain ode. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite parts was she met her inner child.
Yeah.
And then her inner child faded away into rose petals to keep her heart going inside of her body. I would love to read the script to this.
Yeah. Like, it's probably mostly stage direction. Mostly a description of what's happening.
And then this happens, and then this happened. And I loved all the celebrities in it, mm-hmm. all shot at different times on
Definitely.
A green screen.
They were never in the same shot.
And Jennifer Lewis said, come on, child, as she fixed her costume. And I said, oh, wow, that was not scripted. She was asking someone to fix her costume, and they thought it fit in there and used it. And that was funny to me. I say, use everything. Use all of the footage, y'all.
Use all of it. Yeah.
And then I was kind of confused about, I was like, so wait, are these all of the astrology signs talking about her specifically?
Yep.
But I was like, why are they all talking about her? Wouldn't just her sign care about her?
Do you know? Yeah, it's funny. I'm glad you're asking these questions because everything went over my head. So I was like, well, that's that. But you're like really analyzing it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I genuinely was like, this is wild. This is her ... you know? And I was like really like into it, being like, okay, all right, now we're singing in the rain. And I don't really know why that happened.
I think she in her heart was like, I just want to do a Singing in the Rain ode. And then she did it.
She did it wearing flats. My favorite part, I keep saying my favorite part.
It's all my favorite part.
I think it's all my favorite part. When she dated the man who had a gun fall out of his pants and she was like laughing about it and her friends are like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was like, first of all, how come all your friends are at your house when you're not home? That has never happened to me. I have never come home to all of my friends looking at me. And I'm like, ah, shit, I was going to fuck this man. But since y'all are here, I guess I'll see him out. Never in my life.
Well, that's the relationship she has with her friends. They could just pop in whenever they want. Doors open. It's whatever. It's a party.
That's We're funny all 30. You said that. And then Jordan popped in.
Maybe that's why I said it.
You were like, where's Jordan? There she is.
There she is. Popping in.
Oh, boy. It was great. I loved it.
The gun thing, I was like, oh, that's Diddy, right?
I think so.
Because that he got arrested for gun charges when they were dating. And that's why she left.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I think that was Diddy.
I mean, she left for multiple reasons, but that was around the time she left.
Mm-hmm. I also love that Ben Affleck was in it, but I did not catch him until someone went,
I didn't either.
That's Ben Affleck. He said, I'll be in this as long as I'm unrecognizable.
And he really was, honestly. I was like, oh,
wow, this is a good character performance.
I didn't realize he could do that.
It kind of made me interested. I was like, wait, should I go to her concert? And then I said, nah.
I'm sure it'd be fun.
Yeah, she's got the hits. She got the bops.
She's got bops. I'm sure it'd be fun dancing, fun like effects and stuff like that.
Also, was it sponsored by Gucci?
Gucci was everywhere. And it's like, ding, like blinging all over the place.
I was like, oh, everybody got to wear Gucci on this. I wish I was in it. Take that shit home and be like, sorry, can't return it. Don't know where it's at.
Yeah, it was quite impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
And she was riding a motorcycle on water. And I was like, wait, is she Jesus? Because, you know, Jesus walked on the water. And I was like, but J-Lo rides a motorcycle on the water.
She's like, I gotta get there faster. I can't be walking.
Yeah, Jesus, he took too long to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. It was a visual spectacle.
A visual spectacle, for sure. Yeah, it was a lot.
And it was only 30 minutes.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure it was only 30 minutes.
It felt like 4 hours to me.
That's so funny. Wait, can we look up how long it was? I might, because I keep telling people it's 30 minutes and I keep going, wait, what?
It was 55 minutes.
Okay.
All right. An hour.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's more than a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stop recommending it to people. I had such a good time watching it.
I still have to watch the documentary. And I do keep seeing clips all over the place where there's this one that keeps making me laugh where her hair, it's like she's in the gym and her hair is all wild. She's like, oh, I love having my hair like this. Reminds me of like when I was a little girl running around the Bronx being wild.
I love that she's like, you can't take the Bronx out of me, but the Bronx is like, we wish you would.
You haven't been back in so long.
Oh, God. I was like, what if my brand was when I was a little girl running around Lincroft, New Jersey? Like, that's just so funny.
I think there's also a clip
running around.
Running around, being wild.
Mm.
I feel like there was an old clip. I don't even know what it was from, but she went to visit her old house in the Bronx and someone else was living there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, hi, I used to live here. And he's like, who are you?
J-Lo. Who's J-Lo? Me. I was like, why did you put that out there? I just wouldn't have aired it.
This is true. Why just edit it out?
But I am dying to go back to my old house that I grew up in and being like, hey, it's me. And they're like, who are you? And I'm like, Nicole Byer from the block. And they're like, who? And I'm like, exactly. You'll always be humbled at every stop you go to. Also, my old house was for sale. And the people who moved in, I think they were like shooting videos or something because they had a green screen wall in their house. It was a shade of green that I was like, they can't sell that in stores to people. This must have been specially formulated for them.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, everyone's an influencer.
You know? Yeah. It is funny, home decor, because I'm sure people will walk into my dwelling and go, yikes. But I often look at people's dwellings and I'm like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, everyone has their own taste, I guess. But some people have bad taste.
Mm-hmm. I have talked about it on this show before, but I need HGTV to bring back House Hunters renovations because some of the things these people choose to do and pay for is funny. And I've run out of new ones to watch.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. The one I've talked about, I know, is these people put red subway tile in their kitchen with red grouting like they are the devil. And I screamed at the choice. I screamed as they put it in. And I screamed when it was like, ding dong, it's revealed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it. Mm-mm. I just, okay. You don't really watch HGTV, do you, Sashir?
I don't. No.
How did you get your aesthetic?
I hired a decorator in New York for an apartment that I had, which looking back, it was like so small. And I'm like, what? I couldn't decorate that myself, but I couldn't. And she was like asking me like, what types of movies I like, music, and like there's like a questionnaire, and I filled out a bunch of stuff so she can get my taste. And then she bought a bunch of stuff that I was like, oh, that is my taste. And there was some things I was like, not necessarily that, but I like this. So I like kept some pieces and then kind of went from there. And I was like, yeah, I really like wicker and like beige, tan, brown tones and wood and like bohemian vibes and macrame. Like I was like eventually finding more and more what I like. And now I feel like I've honed in on it.
Mm. For a while, I thought I liked Hollywood Regency, which is like bling bling, silver mirrors, like scalloped things, velvet velour. But I have later learned that I'm just a full blown true maximalist with a quirkiness.
I like that.
Well,
how did you discover your style?
On like Instagram, really. Yeah. I was like, oh, I like this. And then I dress, you know, pretty fun. I wear bright colors and stuff. And I like stripes and fun shapes and patterns. And then I was like, wait, I can put shapes and patterns on my wall? Yeah. And growing up, we had a wallpaper in our downstairs bathroom in the powder room. And I loved that bathroom. I would just sometimes be in that bathroom being like, wow, the walls, they're not just one color.
Yeah. You knew even then.
I did. And then I found out that like 1920s and 1930s bathrooms in like LA had like 4x4 tile, and a lot of them were like different colors. And I was like, why did we stray from this? Why would we ever stray from purple toilets, seafoam green toilets, yellow toilets? What?
Yeah, it's very boring.
Everyone has a white toilet now?
I will say I do love a white wall, which I think many people will be like, well, you don't want to put anything on there? And I feel like the art that I put on there is the focal point. I do like seeing other people's wallpaper, but also I'm like, I like it when it's clean. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just really thinking about it.
You really froze for a minute.
Sorry.
I was like, is my internet going out?
No, I was just envisioning coming home to like just white walls, and I almost died.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, God, I don't.
Hey, no one's going to do that to you. No one's going to paint your walls white while you're gone. Okay. It's not. I'm just saying, this is what I like. And it's okay. Oh, no, she's crying. Oh no.
Have you ever seen The Birdcage?
Yes.
It's like when Robin Williams takes Nathan Lane out and they're redecorating the apartment, and he comes home and he's like, we've been robbed. But just like all the tacky things are gone. That's how I would feel. I will legit, like, if my ducklings, my weird pigs, my weird vases were all gone, I would personally think someone robbed me.
Yeah.
Like I would be devastated.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's not going to happen.
Oh, thank you. I found this ceramic zebra. It's big. So I'm like, I can't buy it because I don't know where to put it. I've run out of room. It's pretty big. It's, I would say, 2 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And like
it would have to stand on the floor?
Well, it's a seated zebra. It's like, it's lying on its haunches. If it was standing up, I would figure out a place to put it. But since it's laying down, I'm like, where do I put this resting zebra?
I don't understand the difference. I don't know, like, if it was standing, it would clearly have a place. But if it's resting,
I could put it behind like a curtain and then be like, peekaboo, I see. But like it's sleeping. So it's like I wouldn't be able to like put it behind it. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Do you
resting.
Know what I mean? It's like it's resting and I just simply, I don't know. I don't know where to put it to show it off. And then also, I'm like, am I a zebra girl, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen too much zebra in your life. I feel like leopard print for sure. Tiger stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Even giraffe things. But
I have a whole herd.
You have a whole herd of giraffes.
You've seen them?
I don't think you've... Yeah, I've seen them. But not the zebra.
No.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm like, I guess I just won't get it because that's not my animal.
Is it because they're black and white? Like, is that too, is that not colorful enough?
Never thought of it. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking for more color. I thought about separating my herd of giraffes since we went to Africa and learned that they don't roam in herds, that it's like random who chills with who, and like you they don't have friend groups.
Authentic.
Yeah. But then I was like, Nicole, you're being silly. And I laughed and laughed and put them right back where they were.
Wait, is that what we learned? Because we definitely saw a herd of giraffes.
And remember Kayla, was that her name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kayla was like, I've never seen this. This is a terrible South African accent. She was like, I've never seen this before. Remember? She was like, I literally have never seen this before.
That's true. I do remember her saying that. Yeah, which was wild because it was like a line of giraffes so just walking many. In the same direction.
Oh, God. That was so cool.
It was really, really cool.
I yeah. love animals more than I ever thought.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was going to separate my herd and I didn't. I also, you know, okay, here's another thing about like collecting tchotchkes and stuff. Mm-hmm. At some point, I'm not going to have room for them. Mm. Do you know? And that's scary.
But maybe then you start cycling them out. Like you gave me two baskets that you didn't want. Maybe you start finding things that you're like, oh, I didn't actually buy this. Someone gave it to me or whatever. You know, like, I don't have joy when I look at this thing. Maybe this can go and I'll replace it with the new thing.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like right now at this desk, I have this plant that has like a terracotta bottom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't love this terracotta bottom. So maybe I'll find a vase for that to... and then I'll give that fake plant to someone. I love fake. I've turned into my mother. Michael's had a sale on fake flowers this year. I spent $72 on fake flowers.
But I bet you got a lot.
Oh, I got so many because I didn't scan them all.
Oh, so you paid $75 and then you stole a bunch.
No, I didn't steal. It's self-checkout. I checked myself out and I chose which ones I was paying for. That's if you're going to have a self-checkout, be prepared that I'm checking myself out. So some of these items I don't think I should pay for because I need to pay myself for the time I'm spending working at your store. And I can't take money out of the register because I don't have access to that. I don't have, I don't, I'm not like on the clock right now, you know,
technically. Since I am now an employee of your establishment, I need to get paid. Yeah, I can see that.
And I can't remember who I was talking to, but they were like, at Target, they now have like video. And when you like move something over and don't swipe it, they'll replay the video and be like, did you mean to do that? Ooh. And I was like, I dare you. I'll say yes. And what? Yeah, I meant to do it. We're going to send a Target employee over. You should have sent them over in the beginning because I shouldn't be checking myself out. They should be doing it. Because I'm always like, and what? What are you going to do? Send someone from headquarters who's watching these cameras to fucking tell me not to take a popcorn machine? Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
What if they did, though? What if that? What if you were on What Would You Do with John Quinones and they came out with a bunch of cameras and put them in your face and said, ma'am, you didn't scan all your items. What do you have to say for yourself?
I would say, then why do we have self-checkout? Why? I am an employee. They are not cutting my check. So I'm taking my what I'm owed. I would own it. And then I would say, can I go? Or am I going to jail? If I'm going to jail, I don't want to go there.
And if I'm going to jail, I don't actually want to go there.
I just gave that as an option, but I simply don't want to go.
Well, and then they'd be like, well, we're a television program. We're not actually, we don't have the authority to take you to jail.
I'd be like, great, then get out of my fucking face. I need to leave before someone tries to take me to jail.
Someone's going to catch me. There's too many cameras around.
Yes. Let me out of here. What would you do? Wait, you don't steal, Sashir. You don't take what you're owed, do you?
I don't. I give them free labor.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You're right.
They hired you without even an interview and without your consent.
They hired me against my consent. I didn't tell them I wanted to be hired. Yeah, you just hire me like that.
Yeah, like you became a Target team member without your knowledge. They're getting us all.
They really are. You're right.
Take what you're owed.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low-sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money. As the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order, on average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh boy, it's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Well, should we give some sage advice to other people?
Yeah, I think I'm qualified.
You are.
Thank
I've
you.
Never heard this theory before. I like it. Let's answer some questions.
Ooh, traveling with BFF advice. Hi, Nicole and Sashir and the wonderful team. I'm about to go on a 3-week trip across Europe with my best friend. We've been best friends for 20 years, but have never traveled together. Any advice or tips for navigating it once we are there? I love to sit in a nice chair, and my BFF has unmedicated ADHD.
I love that they're like, and this is how we're similar to you guys.
That's funny.
A 3-week trip.
Yeah, that's a long time. I don't think we've ever been anywhere for 3 weeks.
I think the longest we've done is 2, right?
Yeah.
14 days?
Yes, 14 days. My advice is always like ask people how they like to travel. Mm-hmm. We've never had that conversation. we just like figured out that like you wake up earlier, you like breakfast, so you'll go do those things and I'll like sleep in and I'll wake up on my own time. And then we'll be like, what do you want to do? And we're pretty loose with plans.
Yeah.
But I will wake up to do a plan. Mm-hmm. Those 6 a.m. Safari rides were a lot.
They were a lot.
They almost broke me. But yeah, I think figuring out how you travel, and I think people sometimes get a little too precious with doing everything with their travel partner. Yeah. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. Like if your partner says, oh, I'm tired, you can go, oh, okay. Well, do you want to go back to the hotel and sleep? And I'm going to go out and get a drink or something, or I'm going to get dinner. You don't have to come, no pressure. Or if they don't want to go to breakfast, or if they want to go to breakfast, it's like encourage them to go without you. Mm-hmm. 'Cause also like separate time is okay.
Especially if it's 3 weeks long. I think separate time is actually should be built in. You should probably mm-hmm. find some time where you can be separate for a minute. And yeah, I think maybe talk about, yeah, hopefully both of you are aware of how you like to travel. And some people don't know until they travel. And some mm-hmm. people aren't even aware of their quirks until someone tells them what their quirk is. But I think if you do have some idea off the jump, like, I love to travel, but I don't need to do a million activities every day. Mm-hmm. Say that out loud. Or like, I want to do a million things every day. And if you don't, let me know, or else I'm going to plan everything by the hour. Yeah, I think just have a conversation before you go. And then if you guys like, start getting on each other's nerves or whatever, take a walk. Mm-hmm. go leave the room at some point in time, leave each other's sight for a minute. It's nice to take breaks from each other. Someone can go to the mm-hmm. pool, someone can go somewhere else. Yeah, take advantage of space, and then you can reconvene and you'll probably like each other again. I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Also, spas are a great way to have separate time. Mm-hmm. Like, we went into the steam room, heat room, the fucking the hottest room that you could be in. Uh-huh. And I was like, I'm tapping out. And then you stayed in there for like 20 more minutes and I got in the little hot tub and it was a lovely time. Yeah. We were together but apart. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we've also done trips where we've done like one activity a day or like 100 yeah. activities a day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like I think you just have to be like upfront. And whenever I'm tuckered out, I'll tell you, I'll be like, I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if there's something that each of you really wants to do, you should say it, because mm-hmm. the other person's not going to read your mind. And maybe if on the list is like seeing this old museum or something, and you're like, oh, I'm kind of into it, but like not really. So if we see it, great. If not, whatever. Or the other person's like, I actually really want to see it and I can't mm-hmm. leave this country without seeing it. Like, let that be known so that if plans shift or you actually end up being later than usual or whatever, like, what is a priority? Because someone's going to be mad if they don't actually see the thing that they are mm-hmm. dying to see because they didn't speak up, and now the other person doesn't know that's what that person needed to be done.
Mm-hmm. And if it's a lot of walking, since it is Europe, you probably will be walking a lot. If you get tuckered out, say it. When we were in mm-hmm. Italy, I think we were walking to the Colosseum. I was like, I'm tired. So everyone just walked a little slower and it was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we finally got there and I was like, holy shit, this is wild. I can't believe they just left it like this.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's wild.
Yeah. I know. I wish there was more old stuff everywhere. I just wish there was more.
Me too.
Like ruins and things just kept intact because it was great when it was built and we didn't need to bulldoze it for a CVS.
We don't need more CVSs.
We don't.
No, we don't. I gotta call CVS. I gotta see if they have my prescription.
Oh, okay.
That's a good reminder. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Solved.
Solved. Also, I hope you guys have fun. Europe is great.
Yeah.
Remember in the Amsterdam airport, that big teapot?
Oh, man. Yes, that was a really good teapot. You look so happy in it.
I don't think people appreciate like fun, weird shit at all.
Yeah, people were just, like, eating around it like normal. And you were like,
yeah, I gotta get in there.
Guys, this is a great big teapot. Why aren't we all screaming about it? I wish more people got more excited about things.
Yeah.
Like, remember those itty-bitty little trucks we saw in Italy?
We saw itty-bitty trucks?
Oh, man.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, yes, I remember.
Yeah. Hell, how do people get in it? And then big doors? Oh, man.
All right, listen to the next one.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. This is attempt number 4 to try and talk to you because words are not wording. And anxiety. Anyway, so my question is, how do you ask someone to be a best friend? Or is it normal to ask someone to be your best friend? I don't know. It just sounds weird. Sometimes I want to be like, I just want to send like an email or a text being like, good afternoon, sir/ma'am. I would like to promote you to be my best friend. Do you accept this request? Best regards, me. # I love you. But yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of friends and I'm very grateful for them. And I love all my friends so much. But there's like these 2 or 3 people that I feel like I've grown a really good bond with. And then we talk a lot, but like we're also there for each other. So it's like, I know I'm super close with them, but does being super close with them and being comfortable with them make them a best friend? Like, do I need to ask them if they would like to be my best friend? Or is that like, is it some kind of like, is it like an internal thing where it's like, we're best friends, but like, we did it without asking, so it's just default? I don't know. And it's not that I can't, I don't know if I see the word best friend as like something that I need a check mark to have with someone. Cause like, I know I can go to these people with like my concerns or when I'm having like real anxiety or depression. I know I can go to them and they'll comfort me, but I don't know. I feel like if I define someone as a best friend, it's like, am I setting them to an expectation now? And it's like, if I do that, am I crossing that line of I'm being overbearing, which like, I know I'm not. And I know that's like an internal thing that I need to kind of figure out with myself, but I don't know. I really want a best friend and I feel like I have a best friend, but I guess I'm just too scared to ask if they think I'm a best friend. Cause I don't know if the term best friend is subjective or it's something that it actually means. I don't know. I'm of course overthinking and my brain hurts. Okay. I mean, hope you answer it. And if not, you just heard me babble 4 times and at least I got it from start to end. All right. Love you all. Bye.
I'm trying to remember how we established our best friendship. It was pretty early because I remember we got those best friend necklaces.
Yeah, I still have mine.
Me too.
I have a story if it's helpful.
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay, so my lovely friend, I met her because she was actually my teacher in 2019. I wanted to learn something new with audio skills. She was teaching a class for females in engineering, audio engineering, and for some reason, like in the class, I was like, I feel like I should be friends with her. And this is no joke, about the class ended and about a month later, I emailed her out of the blue and I was like, hey, this is so random and weird, but I feel like we should be friends. Like, do you want to hang out sometime? Then COVID happened. So our hangouts actually turned to a weekly like Zoom date and we would just hang out and like talk about music stuff or engineering stuff. And we became really good friends. And then a year into our friendship, she became my music producer. And to this day, we hang out all the time and we're kind of each other's best friends. But it took me like emailing being like, I don't know why, but I feel like we should be friends in an email.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Have you guys said the words best friend out loud?
I wouldn't say we say best friends out loud, but I can tell you that we are very corny where like we have moments either like in the studio while we're making music, or like in the car about to get dinner, where we just kind of like turn to each other. We're like, I love that we're friends, and I really appreciate you, and I'm so happy you're in my life. And it's so corny, it's to the extent of like my brother has seen it happen. He's like, oh, you like this? Enough. Like, we get it. You guys love each other and appreciate each other. So we're very in vocal in that sense of just showing appreciation. So yeah.
I think I realized you were like my best friend, or like more than a friend, when you did that April Fool's joke and said you were pregnant, and I was like ready to like give up my life to raise a baby if that's what you had wanted. And I meant it seriously. I was like, well, I don't want it, but like, she's gonna need help. It takes a village. I'll do it. And then when you were like, kidding, I was like, oh, I was ready to change my life in a way I didn't want to, and now I really want to kill her, because I was I was ready to raise a child. I think that's when I was like, oh, this person matters more than like than most people, because I that would not be my reaction to just anybody.
I think I feel like I realized it when I was like, oh wow, I can spend all day with her, like truly all day, and still want to hang out more. Like, we can, like, be at auditions together, have lunch together, have classes together. I can sit by behind you at work for hours. We'll go see a show, get dinner, and then call each other when we get home. And I'm like, that's never happened to me. And I was like, yeah, I this is my best friend. But I don't remember when I realized that. It was early, but I don't remember when.
I feel like it just happened, because I don't even remember like when our first, I know our, we did that show, and then I think I saw you again at McManus, but I really don't know when we started hanging out like that, because it was like pretty soon after. Like, I feel like I met you, and then a week later, we were like spending all day together. And I was like, wow. I also remember like pretty early on, we were like traveling, because we were doing doppelganger stuff. And like, we went thrifting, we did the show, and then we like went to dinner, and then we had drinks, and then we were like sharing a hotel room.
Yeah.
And then I was like, ah, I simply don't remember when it was like, oh, this person is going to be in my life forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause this person, I understand what this person's asking. Cause it's like, they already have friends they like and probably consider best friends, but how do you upgrade it? Or like, how do you say, what if you were like, let's play a game. Who would you say is your best friend? And if they're like, I don't know if I've thought about it, I'd be like, do you want to be my best friend?
Honestly, one of us probably did that at one time, and it was probably me. That's funny. That's good. This is so funny. I don't think anyone's ever asked.
Yeah.
Or I guess they're not asking, but they're asking how to propose best friendship. I don't think either one of us did.
I really don't remember. But it just became that. And I don't remember.
When you guys introduced like, hey, this is, do you say my best friend Nicole, my best friend Sashir? Like, that might be an indicator to this person to be like, if you're hanging out with other people, be like, oh, like, you don't know so-and-so, they're my best friend. Then you're already naming it. And that person's like, okay, cool. Now I know where we're at. Mm-hmm. But so the person calling in could just take the charge and like kind of implement it that way. But
that's so scary. Because what if they say, he's my best friend, George? And that person's like, whoa.
George is like, what? You're not my best friend. I'm busy writing declarations or inventing peanut stuff. You know, George.
Either George Washington or George Washington Carver.
Or swinging around in the jungle. George of the Jungle.
Yeah, I got it. From the how you said jungle.
I wish I could get in a time machine. I'm really curious. I really wish I could remember. Like, when we just,
I feel like it was just like, do you want to go to this? Okay. Do you want to go to this?
Yeah, it really okay. Just, like, rolled naturally.
Yeah.
Maybe you could just say, like, I don't know, in maybe pull a Jordan and be like, I really appreciate your friendship. This feels so good. I'm so glad you're in my life. And maybe in a bold moment, you could be like, you're one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. And then see, test the waters, see what happens. How do they respond? And then maybe eventually you stop saying one of and you say, you're my best friend.
Yeah, trap them.
Yeah. Yeah, trick them. Ease them into the idea. And they're like, I guess you are one of my best friends. Huh. And then you kidnap them. And now they are your best friend.
I do feel like a good mark of a best friend, like, make sure you're doing best friend things. Mm-hmm. Like, you're traveling together. You talk on the phone. You hang out a lot. Like, you can look at them and they know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Or, like, if you're both ready to leave a party, it happens at the same time. Or if you get lost in a party, you start looking for your friend to be like, I'm alone. Oh, yeah. Nope, there she is. Yeah. And she doesn't like it either that we're so far apart.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it feels natural.
Yes.
Because nothing more should happen after you announce your best friendship. If it already feels like a best friendship, then it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like if you ask someone, will you be my best friend, more things will happen. I don't think
so either.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because it's not like you can have a best friend wedding. Can we? Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I mean, you can.
Should we have a wedding?
Anyone can have a wedding. Yeah.
I guess so. Oh my God. We can have a best friend wedding.
That'd be fun.
Do you take Sashir to be your lawfully wedded friend?
Mm-hmm. I do. Well, I guess it wouldn't be lawfully because we don't.
Oh, shit.
The law wouldn't
be
involved.
The law doesn't matter.
Yeah. They don't care if people are best friends or not.
God, that's so funny. I mean, this is the future liberals want, where best friends can get best friend married under the eyes of the law.
Even friends are getting married now.
Oh, my God. What's next? Are you going to be best friends with your dog?
It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and his best friend.
Oh, best friend. Yeah. I followed what I had just said and forgot what the joke was about. Oh, man. That was humiliating. Yeah, I think asking them who's your best friend, I think, is the best course of action, because they'll either go, oh, absolutely you, or I don't know. Then you go, me.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope it works out.
Me too. Let us know. Give us an update.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know if they brandish a knife and stab you in the back. That's a callback to the beginning of this episode.
If you've been listening, you'll know. If you have any other questions or queries, you can email Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
Wow. We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget, rate. Lastly, don't forget to...
You got it, girl.
To rate, review, and subscribe. It's the easiest way to support the show.
Yeah. Okay. Bye, Nicole.
Bye, Sashir, Judith, and Jordan.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.